If you negotiate with your knee before standing up, you're losing that argument. Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
Emily Obert is an in-vehicle accessibility design manager for Ford Motor Company. Do you know this woman? Do you personally know the woman that we're talking about?
Oh my gosh, yes. Lynn, she had the idea for something to make seatbelts more comfortable to wear in their intended position. She had tried a lot of things before she found me. She tried rolled up towels, couch cushions, some things she bought online, and nothing really worked for her, and nothing seemed like it really fit her vehicle. And so when I heard that and she said, I think Ford could do something about this, and I agreed, Ford could definitely do something about that. So we took time to interview Lynn, but also other women who had had breast cancer treatment, and really understand like what is day-to-day in their vehicle like. And we found out it is so painful, and people are driving with one hand, holding their seatbelt with the other, putting it behind them, putting it across their waist, just all sorts of things that just honestly terrified me.
Because it's not going to work like it should if you're putting a pillow there or you're holding it with your hand.
Gosh, no. It needs to be, across your shoulder and chest. And so we designed something that would stay in place, keep that belt where it's supposed to be. And, we designed it for Ford and Lincoln vehicles. Those are the belt standards that we can design to. But we did file a patent, so we have a patent pending, and we want to license that for no cost to other automakers, other suppliers, so that these can be offered across all major automakers.
Wow, that's amazing. So it was developed and designed by Ford. It's called the Support Belt?
That is right, yeah. It's developed and designed by Ford. So we have been supporting breast cancer patients and their families for 30 years. So the Support Belt is just an extension of what we've already been doing, and we're just taking it to the next level.
And you were a part of this team, right, Emily? You helped design this?
Yes, yeah. Myself and my team designed it and did. We had so many different prototypes, and we got input from women to see which ones were working, which elements did they like. We kind of merged a few concepts together in a final design, and then tested that one a little bit more, made it a little bit shorter because we realized it was a little too long for some of the shorter women that we tested it on. And then we have a supplier called Lear. They make seats for our Ford vehicles, and they are the ones manufacturing this the support belt.
That's amazing. This is Emily Obert. She's an in-vehicle accessibility design manager for Ford Motor Company. It is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and many people have gone through breast cancer, men and women who have a mastectomy. You're still going to radiation or chemo. You have to get there. Many drive themselves, and you go to put that seatbelt on. You've got the scars and the incisions, and it's absolutely painful. It's a brutal surgery, and it's a long process. So I just love that you listen to these people and design something that would make their life not just more comfortable, but safer.
Yeah, it's really important, that people wear that seatbelt, and anything we can do to make an uncomfortable time just a little more comfortable. We know life doesn't stop just because you've been diagnosed with cancer, and we want to make sure people can get to all their appointments and take care of their families and just keep living their lives.
And is it true that 40% of it is made from water bottles that you're reusing, recycling?
Yeah, so we have a soft synthetic suede, and so that is made with 40% recycled water bottles. So we're trying to, be conscious of the material choices that we make.
Is it available now?
It's available for pre-order now at Ford.com/support belt, and they won't be shipping out right away. So, if someone has a surgery coming up, really pay attention to what that ship date is. We know there's just so many moving parts when you're receiving cancer treatment.
Yeah. And when you're trying to get a new design implemented in something that is required by law. So I know you said you are making the patent available to all car manufacturers. So this is an aftermarket item that you would replace what you already have there, or is it an addition to the seatbelt that you're already wearing?
Yeah, so it is aftermarket, but you don't have to modify your vehicle. It Velcros onto the existing belts that are in our Ford and Lincoln.
Perfect. Perfect. And what a, I mean, honestly, if you, everybody wants to help those who are fighting cancer. And if you really wanted to help, this would be an item I would think that I would buy for a friend, because they can't anticipate what's going to happen until after their surgery. And they realize that this is an issue. So I think it's great. And I just wanted to meet you and say thank you. And, you know, you sound like you're 20. And I'm like, geez, Emily's got it going on. Have you been with Ford a long time?
I have been with Ford for over a decade. So my voice sounds a little younger, but and I had some younger members of my team. But no, I'm mid-career.
And so is this something you do? I'm intrigued because I never knew there was a job title like in-vehicle accessibility for any car manufacturer. So this is what you do every day, try and come up with options for people who might not fit the standard model that cars are built around.
Exactly. And right now, you know, I have a big focus on the support belt, but I'm also looking at our digital designs and what we have in our vehicles, making those more accessible. So really making our products work for a wider range of people and just making sure that everyone's having a great experience in Ford and Lincoln's is my passion.
And your cohort, Lynn, when she finally got to use the support belt, I'm sure she might have already been in a stage where she has healed, but was she overwhelmed with the result?
Yeah, Lynn has had a little bit of a longer treatment than many other women. And so she's using it every day in her vehicle and tells me all the time how much she loves it.
Oh, that's lovely. Okay, so once again, for everybody listening, tell people how to get this support belt. It's designed to alleviate the pain and increase the safety of those who have undergone a mastectomy.
Yeah, so go to Ford.com/support belt, and you can see more information and a link to the pre-order.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us, Emily.
Thanks for having me.